Hello and good day. Welcome to KCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I'm happy to be here with Mayin Alazari from the University of Arizona. Mayin, how's it going?
It's good. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here with us. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing at the U of A.
I'm a PhD student at the University of Arizona, and this is my second year in the Environmental Science Department. I'm working in the Environmental Chemistry Lab. My research is focused on investigating and studying the chemical reactions that take place in mine tailing sites and how climate and other factors are controlling these reactions and controlling the release of toxic elements to the environment from mine tailing sites. We want to study these chemical reactions, and we want to investigate the effect of climate and other factors on these reactions and on the release of toxic elements. We know that toxic elements are being released to the environment and transported with water and wind and can reach different human communities and affect human health. So our goal is eventually to develop a model that can predict the risks on human health that are being generated from mine tailing sites. This kind of model can work to evaluate the effects on human health instead of doing all the analyses and spending money and time and efforts to do all of these analyses. We can use such models to predict the risks from mine tailing sites on human health. Also, we are doing some kind of bioaccessibility tests. So we are quantifying and analyzing the bioaccessible form of these toxic elements. So by using these models, and after we complete all the analysis, we can implement the results in these models, and we can have such a model that can predict the bioaccessibility, the release of toxic elements, and the concentration of these toxic elements. And that will help us to predict the risks generated from these mine tailing sites. So we are not only interested about the concentration of these toxic elements in different sites, but also we are interested about evaluating the molecular forms of these toxic elements, because different molecular forms have different bioaccessibility and different toxicity. The bioaccessibility or bioavailability is like how much of these toxic elements can be absorbed by the body.
Thank you so much for explaining that. So, Mayin, what are you going to do when you graduate? What do you want to do with your degree?
My goal is to be a professor in the future and to gain this experience in the environmental and soil chemistry field. Also, I'm thinking about conducting a kind of similar research in order to be able to face the environmental challenges that are common in different areas or different countries around the world. I'm interested and I'm passionate about learning new methodologies in my field and learning new techniques for quantifying the toxic elements in the environment. And also I'm interested in conveying this experience and this knowledge to others, helping others and teaching others this field and the importance of studying the different aspects of environmental challenges that we have been facing for a while.
It's great to hear that you want to go into continue in your research. So you're on KXEI, which is the local Tucson radio station. So what kind of music do you listen to?
When I have some time, especially with family, with my family, I would like to listen to a kind of Arabic music, especially the classic one.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.